Hello?
Hi, my name is Oscar, and we are calling you from Florida International University, and we are conducting a survey on resident perception of the hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economy situation has affected your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Will that be you?
Yes.
Thank you. Is your home a single family home? Down home?
Yes.
Which one of those?
Single family.
Single family home. Thank you. Do you own or rent your home?
Yes, own.
Please tell me, in what year was your home built?
Good question. I don't know.
Okay, don't worry. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
52.
52 or 62?
52.
Thank you.
Born and raised.
Okay, thank you. And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm, hurricane category 1, hurricane category 2, hurricane category 3, 4, 5?
Yes. I don't think a category 5. I think everything else, though.
All of the above, for exception of the Hurricane 5.
Say that again.
All of those, excepting for the Category 5.
Correct. I don't think we've had a Category 5.
Okay, thank you. I'll just take note here. Can you tell me the name or maybe the year for any tropical storm that you have suffered?
I mean, the last one 2 years ago, what was that, Irma?
Irma. Oh, yeah. And any category one that you can recall?
I don't remember which ones were which. I mean, I just remember there was that last one was 2 years ago, so.
Okay. It's okay.
I mean, there have been so many. I mean, after living here 52 years, I've experienced a lot of them, so.
It's okay. That helps. Now,
okay.
Have you or any adult in your household living in a home physically damaged by any hurricane?
Thankfully, no.
Thank you. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazard? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat vulnerable.
Thank you. If a serious hurricane treat your home, how would you be prepared? Put up hurricane shutters, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home of a relative or friend in your area, or will they not make any preparations at all?
Buy the hurricane supplies and probably evacuate.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, we have the hurricane glass, so it's not that you're, I'm not getting, I don't have shutters.
Got it. And when would you begin to prepare for a home, when would you prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued, your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
Hold on a second. I'll get in a second.
When there's a storm in the area, so what is that, a warning watch, the hurricane watch?
Is issued. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will be or will have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Now, please select your top three sources of information. Internet sources, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media like Facebook or Twitter,
yeah.
Or WhatsApp?
It's radio and TV. Those are really the only two. I mean, internet probably is the third. So radio, TV, and internet.
Radio, TV, and internet. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how will you rate your household preparedness?
Right, as of today?
Yes.
Probably 3.
Okay, thank you. Have any of these factors impact your ability to prepare for a hurricane? Transportation cost, cost of housing, loss of income or employment, cost of childcare, cost of insurance, property taxes, or none of the above?
I mean, property insurance is ridiculous, but I don't think that impacts my ability to get ready for a hurricane. So I would probably say none of the above.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Now, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No. Well, they're all in evacuation zones. I mean, we're in an evacuation zone, but not a flood zone.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is the letter? What is the letter designation for the evacuation zone that you have? All hurricanes, category 3 and above hurricanes, if advised by authorities, or none of the above?
I have to look, whenever a hurricane is coming, I look and see what zone I'm in. I don't know what it is off the top of my head. I'm not in the first one to go, but I'm like in the second or third phase. How many more questions do we have? Because we got to move this along.
Actually, yeah, we have like probably 15 questions more. But if you want,
15 more? Yeah. Yeah. I got stuff going on. So, okay, let's finish it up. Yeah. My wife just said I'm invested now. So let's move along.
Okay. Sure. Thank you.
I didn't know it was going to take this long. Yeah.
Yeah. I apologize. And what will you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued? If a hurricane warning is issued? If a category 3 or stronger was going to hit your zone within 24 hours? If emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
When ordered to evacuate.
Okay, thank you. If you need to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friendly, to another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you will not live under any circumstance?
It depends. It's probably either a friend of a house of a relative or somewhere further in state.
Thank you.
It depends. It depends on the track, projected track.
Got it. And how many vehicles are available in your household?
3.
Thank you. Now, what is the dollar amount deductible of your home insurance policy? Or you don't know?
I don't know.
Thank you. Now, how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Are you certain?
Say that question again.
Oh, yes. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Are you certain that you could come up with $2,000? Probably come up with $2,000? You could probably come up?
Certain. So you're basically saying, how certain am I that you can get $2,000 for a inspector?
For an unexpected.
Oh, uninspected. Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's not a problem.
Okay, got it. Now, has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year?
Yes, ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Okay. We can say, like, increase significantly or increase somewhat?
Increase significantly.
Okay. Thank you. Now, as a result of the increase, what action did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage?
Change insurance provider.
Okay, thank you.
Now, it's awfully loud in here. Sorry, go ahead.
Now, if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, 80% to less than 100, 60 to less than 80, or less than 60? Oh, you don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county? Moving to another county within Florida? Moving to another state? Or I will not move from my home?
Yeah, I'm not moving from my home.
Okay. Now, in recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes, no,
yes.
Or...
Yes.
If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of the levels of government should help to reimburse your cost? Federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in any recovery efforts?
Local and state, or not local and state, state and federal, sorry.
State and federal, okay, got it.
Correct.
Now, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I would probably say a 3.
3, okay. And how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I have no clue. 3. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure they do, but I don't know. I don't have any confidence level on that. I don't know either way.
Okay, and that new development takes into account hurricane wind risk?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty confident in that because I know new houses have to be built to a certain code.
Okay, cool. And that new development takes into account flood risk?
I would assume probably a 4.
For, and that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
4.
4, thank you. Next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe in sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Do I believe it's happening? Yes, I believe it's happening. Do I think my property would be affected? No, because I'm not near the coast.
Okay, thank you. If the government were to take any action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increasing income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes, or no action should be taken?
Well, I don't like either increasing property or income taxes, so no action should be taken.
No action, okay. Now, most of Florida coast areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters above sea level, and especially vulnerable to flooding association with a storm surge. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned?
Extremely concerned. Storm surge is bad. Not the storm, it's a surge.
Okay, thank you. Just a couple more questions and we are done, and I appreciate your patience.
Okay.
Now, when you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, school, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to job?
Neighborhood, school, and proximity to family.
Thank you. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than 1 year, between 1 to less than 3 years, between 3 to 5, between 5 to 10, between 10 to 20, or more than 20 years?
I mean, I'm not moving here for more than 20 years.
Okay, cool. Finally, I should have a few general background questions and we'll be finished. Could you please tell me your age?
52.
52. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
4.
Are under 12 years old or more than 60 or older?
None are under 12.
Okay. What is your marital status? Single or married?
Married.
What is the highest grade of school complete by any adult member of your household? Less than high school, some college graduate degree?
Graduate degree.
Thank you. Now, are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
What racial group do you identify yourself with?
White. Caucasian.
What language is the most often spoken in
English.
Your home? English?
English.
Please tell me which is the income range for your household, under 20,000? 20,000?
Yeah, I don't feel comfortable answering that question.
Okay, don't worry. Okay, actually that was the end of the survey. I appreciate your patience and thank you.
No problem. Have a wonderful evening. Thanks.
Same to you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.